Chapter 30. Ram waited till he was confident we were out of earshot.
Something is going to happen, mistress.
Trouble?
We were watched by sneaking goonie priests all the time. They acted like they were up to no good.
Ah! I did not question his estimate. He did not have too rich an imagination. I snapped fingers at a nearby servitor.
Fetch Master Gupta!
Master Gupta ran the grove, a benign dictator. He was attentive to his guests, especially those who were close to the Prabhrindra-dra. He appeared almost instantly. Bowing like a coolie, he asked,
"What could the great lady want of this lowly worm?"
"How about a sword?"
Dressed as a woman and empress, I had not come heavily armed. I had one short dagger.
His eyes got huge.
"A sword? What would I do with a sword, mistress?"
"I haven't the faintest, but I want to borrow one if you can provide it." Eyes even bigger, he bowed several times.
"I'll see what can be found."
He scooted off, throwing uncertain looks over his shoulder. "Ram, help me shed some of this showpiece."
He was scandalized. He refused.
"Ram, you're pushing for the opportunity to spend your army time digging latrine trenches."
He took my word for it, accepted the disapproval of several dozen watchers as he helped me shed my most cumbersome garments. He was embarrassed. Abda, not asked to participate, pretended blindness.
Gupta materialized.
He had a sword. It was someone's show toy.
"I borrowed this from a gentleman who was gracious enough to permit me to carry it to you."
He was blind, too. I expect he had seen everything over the years. The grove was a place where lovers managed clever assignations.
"I shall harbor kind thoughts toward you forever, Gupta. Am I correct in assuming the staff sent for my coach when they saw me getting ready to leave?"
"The men responsible will be seeking employment elsewhere if it isn't there when you arrive, lady."
"Thank you. I'll send this toy back shortly."
Ram again waited till he thought no one could hear, grunted a question. I replied, "If there is to be trouble, it'll come just inside the gate. If we reach the coach, we'll be safe."
"You have a plan, mistress?"
"Spring the trap, if there is one. We wipe them out or take them prisoner and carry them off, never to be seen again."
"How many might there be?"
Ram shrugged. He did not waste time looking at me now. He had eyes for trouble only.
Abda said, "8, and the one you embarrassed. But he'll avoid getting too close. He might have to explain if someone saw him."
"Oh?"
"I was involved in 2 similar schemes when I was an acolyte."
I had no idea what he meant. It did not seem like the best time to fill myself in on his past. We were approaching a brushy area that crowded the path to the exit. I say brushy, but I'm no devotee of formal gardening. The area consisted of heavy vegetation 4 to 8 feet high. Every single leaf was tended and considered daily. Its function was to mask the grove from the world so Taglios's lords would not be defiled by common eyes. I started a spell as soon as we left Gupta. I was ready when we reached the shrubbery. It was another child's plaything, but my most ambitious effort yet. I spoke the initiator and threw the resulting fireball into the growth to my left. By the time the ball went 10 feet, it was hot enough to melt steel. It broke into fragments that